This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Two Birds on a Bat from the Patio Studios, brought to you by our good friends at InnovatedCompanies.com. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, man of his word. Plumbing, heating and cooling, electric construction, he's got you covered. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. Randy Green, your man. InnovatedCompanies.com. Well, it's a day after a loss, which we haven't experienced too many of them lately.
You're going to jump right into this?
Well, in walks Steve Flowers. I mean, you weren't here Monday. I was curious. I mean, they lose a game, and here you come. I just was curious.
Well, no. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on, bud. First of all, you got to talk a little fantasy baseball.
No, I don't want to talk about fantasy baseball. Nobody cares.
It's the playoffs for us.
Yeah, nobody cares.
These people out here, we got millions of downloads every episode.
Yeah, millions.
And I know that they care about how we're doing in fantasy baseball.
They don't. You know what they care about? They care about who's on the M4byYachty.com hotline. The man, the myth, the legend, Benji Molina. What's going on, bud?
How you guys doing, man? I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
This guy wants to talk about my fantasy baseball team. I have no idea why. It is what it is. He's for sure gonna lose.
I'm getting beat. It's playoffs. You're getting beat. I'm close though. I'm within striking distance.
I'm close. Listen, you got to get to Saturday before you know where you sit in this thing the way it's set up. So that's it. That's as much as I'm gonna talk about it. Want to remind everybody, let's talk about something fun.
You don't look very confident, buddy.
Well, it's been going on for 2 years. If you start making decisions on the way our league is set up, if you start looking at Wednesday and Thursday going, oh my God, you're going to stress yourself out. I'm telling you got to get to Saturday to know where you stand.
It's like golf. That's moving day, Saturday, right?
Saturday's moving day, yes. I tell you, our moving day, though, is Friday. I'm excited. I think we had let everybody know, and we're kind of reminding you again. We will be at Patio's tomorrow, 4:00. My man Benji Molina, coming over as soon as he finishes his Facebook Live edition with the St. Louis Cardinals, and invited some friends, some Cardinal influencers, going to be over, going to talk Cardinal baseball. We're going to get the crowd involved. You guys can come, sign up. We're going to be giving away some prizes. Just excited about a fun day, talking baseball before a Friday night baseball game. Weather should be great. I'm excited, Steve. Well, we're back. We're back at Patio's, the original party place.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I got a scheduling conflict, but we're going to try to get around that. But at the end of the day, the party goes on without me. I get it, because the big man.
Both people that were coming to see you will be crushed.
Yes, both people.
Yeah, both
absolutely.
Of them.
But.
Yeah.
BMO's in town, he'll be down there with, I mean, he's a big celeb in this town.
He is a big celeb in this town. So I know you love coming down and hanging with the peeps. They enjoy you as well, because they love your honesty and how much fun you have with it. So should be fun tomorrow. What do you think, my man?
I think it's going to be awesome, man. I think it's going to be close to the game time. I really wish we could do this. Like a 5 or something like that, because the 5 is a lot closer to the game. But a lot of people started walking in at 4. We had it last time, and it was fun, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to hang out.
Well, it should be good. We appreciate everything you do. The M4 by Yachty group, our good friend Selena, always helps us out with making sure we're taken care of. So we look forward. Hopefully a lot of you guys will join us down there tomorrow. Like I said, you'll be able to register for some awesome stuff. And really, I'm just looking forward to it. And we do want to thank Patios one last time. Well, getting back to the original walk-in Steve Flowers. Are you here because they lost?
No. I'm here because I this is about
the they're going to lose, right? Hang on. Before you go any further, all right? We all know, I'm saying this because I'm not quite sure that people on social media do it. They are going to lose. They are going to have games where they don't hit. There is going to be a game where a pitcher doesn't,
They faced a good pitcher last night.
People don't want to admit it, but he's been pretty good.
He's been good lately.
Yeah, he's been like lights out. 0.86 ERA before our game in the last 4 outings or something like that. But he had a 6-point-something ERA career against us. But that tells you who's hot, man. Whoever's hot is going to have the upper hand, and he did, man. It's great.
Two things that I came in for. First and foremost, I fielded my 4th phone call yesterday.
About?
From a guy named Fish that used to be on the show all the time. He can't get a call back from you. He wants to come back in and talk some Cardinal baseball. He can't get you scheduled.
That's not true. I just talked to him like a week ago. That's completely not
he
true.
He keeps saying, is Cromer mad at me? He doesn't like my baseball opinions.
No,
I don't know. We need to get our man Fish in there.
I just talked to him a week ago. And he has a young gentleman that we're going to have in, I'm hoping, on Monday. Okay.
Yep.
I just need to talk to the man on the other line here about his schedule. It's a special situation. This young man would like to meet Mr. Molina.
All right.
So I just have to make sure he's going to be able to be in studio because this young man is a special guy, and we'd like to help him out. So
good.
Therefore, I just need this. Don't be starting trouble because that's what you're
that's
doing.
That's what
right
I do.
Now.
But the real reason why I wanted to be here.
Okay.
Is because you've been on this kick for a couple years, and I need to hear your breakdown about
kick?
Josh Donaldson.
Okay.
That's where I want to go with today. We've had a bunch of injuries, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, what we've been able to accomplish, the next man up, and everybody's stepping up and playing a big role, and, we have a bunch of injuries.
Right.
Okay? And the team's still been able to roll. I need to hear your breakdown professionally on Josh Donaldson. And you go. I want to hear this.
Well, he can't help us. It's the same thing I said earlier in the year. I've always wanted Josh Donaldson on this team. I love his attitude. I think we could use a guy like that. Obviously, he's a good player. He has power. He can play. He's a gamer. I love all that about him. Guy's hurt. Listen, I'm not quite sure he'll ever play again. He got scratched last night. Did you know that? Were you aware of this?
Okay. I saw it.
So he can't even go through waivers. He's hurt. I don't know. That's a great question for Benji. Maybe you know the answer to this. Okay, so if he's hurt, can they put him through waivers and it's a buyer as is? Can they do that?
No, I don't want to. They can do that. I don't think they can. If he's on the DL, they can. But anyways, even if he could, why would you want to have him all hurt? I don't know. Just sit on the bench and have him as a pinch hitter?
That's the only thing I can see because
you don't want him like that. If he was healthy and hitting bombs and hitting good like he normally does, I don't see why not. But to have him and seeing him on the bench or being on a DL, that's not a good trade, man. I don't think it's a good deal.
Well, it was a perfect fit up until last night about 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock whenever they announced that he was scratched because he's got the same problem all the time. That's called a recurring injury. That's called a nagging injury. If you've played baseball at all in your life, you can't play with no legs. His is a leg problem. I mean, he's got I have no idea how it happens or why it happens, but he's got an injury that you can't. It's not like something you can play with. It's not like something that might get better tomorrow. I mean, he's been hurt all year. And I love the guy.
Well, I know you love him.
Not only all year. Not only all year, guys. He's been hurt for years.
Yeah, that's my point. It's been the same injury. Now, I was amazed last year when he came back from it and just dominated the last 2 months of the year. I was shocked, quite frankly, because it is a tough injury. But the reality of it is, man, it's like a bad back. When you have a bad back, it's not a matter of if it's going to bother you again, it's when.
Right.
So even if you like people said, okay, well, you know what? Shut him down, get healthy all offseason, let's sign him next year. Well, I guarantee you this problem that he has, it's not a matter of if, it's when it bothers him again. And is that what you want?
No, and that's the whole point of it is obviously he's been, like BMO said, been tagged with this injury bug for years now. He doesn't have a whole lot of at-bats. But in this lineup?
Well, he would have been a nice help, with it, especially with everything going on. I mean, I wasn't like, until we started having guys get hurt, I wasn't even like worried about him. But then when guys start dropping, Wong, I mean, this Jerko thing, listen, I'm not in the clubhouse. I don't know if Benji, if you've talked to anybody, but the Jerko thing, I know this, a groin injury is not good.
No, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't help you go first or third.
It's not good. A hamstring is something that if you rush back from that, I mean, so listen, I have no idea. I'm not in the clubhouse, but I know this. When you started adding everything up, it sure seemed like this was a likely destination for Josh Donaldson if he was, in fact, healthy. And it looked like all signs were pointing that way because they were going to play him last night, you know, and make sure, you know, he'd been doing some rehab stuff down in the minor leagues, and they were going to, you know, one last game, make sure he's healthy, boom, run him through waivers today. And that $4 million price tag would tell you that nobody was going to pick him up. They didn't pick up McCutchen, and that's what he was owed. Right?
Yeah.
Who's the other guy that just went through waivers that was owed that kind of money?
That's a good idea, though, man.
Well, no, it's not now. I mean, it may have been before. Sure. You know, may have been before.
Yeah. You can count on him. It's a great idea. I mean, he's a beast, man. He can play. But not if he's hurt. There's other guys that we can pick up around the league that probably can help. You know, I could tell you.
I can, you know, for me, I don't know about you, but I'm looking at this thing going, where do we go from here? Almost only because I mean these are not like I said. I mean the lineup's going to look different now. I mean Colton Wong was doing a nice job at the plate. He was obviously playing a Gold Glove caliber a brand of defense. Jed Jerko was, I don't know that he was great, but he had gotten some big hits. So you know, it's still a loss. If you were going to lose Jerko and had to shift some stuff around, I could probably live with that. Matt Adams hasn't looked real good, so you're not looking, you're not feeling real comfortable moving Carpenter back to third and putting Adams at first. Jaro Munoz is my guy to play. You know, if Wong and Jerko are out, Munoz is definitely going to play.
And then your stomach sank yesterday when he got smoked with a pitch.
Yeah, but I mean, that's my point on this whole thing. The difference between the Josh Donaldson injury and Jaro Munoz getting hit in the elbow is now he might be hurting today, and who knows, and maybe not be able. But that's something he can deal with and play with and come back from. That's not something that's like that doesn't affect his base when his whole goal in life is to swing a baseball bat. So, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So that's where I'm at. The thing is, you got to get some of these guys back. Ozuna's got to come back. I don't care what, you know. That middle of the order bat, even though he wasn't hitting as many home runs as we had liked, he was getting hits. He had hit a few home runs. We need him back.
I'll tell you what. I don't give a crap how many home runs he has hit. He was crushing the ball, man.
But we got to have it.
He was doing everything, man. Ozuna's been great. Ozuna's been hitting the ball good. The home runs haven't come up in the numbers, but RBIs are there. I mean, obviously, we would like to have a higher. That's why the RBI numbers are a little down. It's because he you haven't hit home runs, and that's it. But once that kid gets used to, man, once that kid, I mean, he's used to already just crushing the ball. He has like 65% of hard hit balls, number one in the freaking league. And if you're not happy with that, what the heck? Then you shouldn't be happy with anybody because they don't hit plus, they don't hit 30% hard hit balls all year. And he's hitting 60-some percent of hard balls, man. So I'm not worried. I worry about the throwing and the right shoulder. Yeah, that's a worry, I tell you. I don't want to see that because he needs that shoulder. So.
Well, I think the difference is when you look at the, you know, who's hitting in the four hole with O'Neill hitting there, I think the card might be on him that if you make a mistake, he's going to make you pay. And I think, you know, the report on Ozuna is if you're anywhere close to the plate, he can make you pay. Now, he might be not doing it on a consistent basis as much as we'd like to see, but I just – that's my feel on it. That's my take on it that, you know, that O'Neill's a little bit easier of an out than Ozuna.
I love our easier out.
Here's what I would say. I'm looking at the thing and trying to figure out what they do. So I guess our with what we have available, I guess we would all agree that our lineup is Carp back to third, Jose Martinez at first, Jairo Munoz at second, DeJong at third at short, Ozuna healthy at left, Bader in center, and O'Neill in right. It's probably our best lineup. I don't know about you guys.
Ozuna coming back?
Well, I mean, he was only on the 10-day DL, so he should be coming back soon, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at where we go because, again, I'm saying this. I don't know for sure. I don't see Muong or Jerko coming back anytime soon. Okay, I'm telling you, a hamstring is not a good thing. It's not like, oh, he tweaked his hamstring. He'll be back in 10 days and be fine. It's just not. No. It's a nagging injury. It's a problem.
And the groin is even worse. So
that's right.
But I'm not afraid of letting Munoz play. He's shown that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I mean, he's done it, and let's see what we can do with that. Those are hurdles that the guys have to go through. I mean, in the season, and in this case, they have to go through right now, and that's what it is, man. I mean, I don't worry about the team. The team has a good chemistry. The team has shown that they can step up on any matter, so I don't worry about it. I really don't. I mean, I worry that they're hurt. Yeah, of course, I don't want them hurt. I want them in the lineup, but now they are hurt. That's the reality of it. Now it's the next man out, and let's go, and the pitching keep throwing games. Good games, and we'll be fine. Rewatch, man. These guys can play, and they show people what a united team can do. I mean, this is great, man. Can't wait to watch them.
Well, the main, you know, here's the theme of the whole thing is it's fun again. You know what I'm saying? I jokingly at the beginning of the show said, you know, I was giving Steve a lot of crap because he showed up after a loss. But the reality of it is, I mean. I don't understand the thought process of people freaking out because they lose a baseball game and because they didn't hit for one game. I mean, it happens. They are not going to win every game. Cubs aren't going to win every game, okay? Everybody, Boston's not going to win every game. They're going to lose.
The Cubs got killed the other day, right?
They're just not going to win every game. It's the pattern. So let's let it play out, right? I mean, the whole goal is to what? Win a series. Do we not have that opportunity tonight to win a series, Steve-O?
We do.
Okay, we do. That's the goal. If we win every series here on out, which is the goal, which here's the thing I'm going to tell you. The odds of us winning every series the rest of the way out, the odds would say that we're not going to do that either, and it's not time to freak out because of then. The reality of it is we've put ourselves in a position to compete, and they're fun to watch. I like the way everything is going, okay? I like
we are the on energy. Top of the wild card.
That's right. That is right.
I mean, I want the division. Of course I want it. I mean, that's been my deal. I want the division. I want these kids to show the world, hey, we can do this and we can win the division. We're not looking for no wild card crap. We're looking for a division right here. That's what I want everybody to see. when they win, what are you going to say now? I mean, what are we going to be talking about when they win the division and everybody's like, oh, man, I don't think they can cuss the Cubs. At least we get the wild card. You don't know that. We don't know what we're going to cast or not. We're going to play until the end, and hopefully we're on top of the division, and that's it, man.
Well, the funny thing is as you're playing, you right now, you're at the end of August, and you have a playoff feel in Major League Baseball because you're seeing everybody that's in the hunt playing 700 ball, 600 ball. I mean, they are taking 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10, whatever it is. And when you win 7 out of 10, you look up, and you didn't catch any ground, make up any ground. That is a playoff feel. And that's, from a fan's perspective, you should love that. Turning on Fox Sports Midwest every night and excited about the product on the field, where you're at, and then your scoreboard watching as well.
And that was what I meant by the excitement of, like you know, we're competing. Listen, the worst-case scenario here is we fall off and we don't make the playoffs. Now, will that suck? Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about it 1,000 times. The whole reason we started this show was because of your and I's mutual love for the St. Louis Cardinals. Then we were so fortunate that, you know, Benji was, you know, through our friendship, say, hey, let's do this, you know. So the show has morphed into this. But the reality of it is it started based on what? You and I's love for the Cardinals, number one. But two, the times that we've had at that stadium in October.
Absolutely.
Okay? Seriously, that's where this whole thing came from, is you and I looking at pictures and the ticket stubs and all the stuff that we have from that's why it's exciting to me. I mean, have they listen, they've gone through stretches over the years, through the Mike Matheny era, through the Tony, where it was really good baseball, really bad baseball, all this kind of stuff. My hope is that Mike Shild is the St. Louis Cardinals manager for the next 20 years. I have no idea if he will be. I have no idea what'll happen.
If he is, we've had a lot of success.
That's right. And that's my point. So that's all I want, is for them to be competitive, to be in it, to be fun to watch. See, this team's fun to watch right now. I'm not going to lay that all on Mike Shild, like a lot of people are. I'm not going to put that on him. The bottom line is there's been a bullpen overhaul. The young pitching has been phenomenal. It's been given a chance. Some of these players have really stepped up, and maybe, I don't know if you would say some of them have overperformed, but the reality of it is they've done well. I mean, Harrison Bader has added an element to this team that we needed. Tyler O'Neill, while maybe not being as consistent as I'd like, has had some really good moments, right? Matt Carpenter's turnaround is nothing short. I mean, think about the Matt Carpenter turnaround. That's an amazing thing. Think about Colton Wong's defensive play this year. I'm not even talking about the fact that he turned his season around offensively before he got hurt. But just think about, and like I said earlier, you had three Gold Glove candidates on the St. Louis Cardinals: Harrison Bader, Colton Wong, Yadier Molina. You had a guy or two, and again, I just knowing how it works is the only reason I said Harrison Bader. But Jack Flaherty should be a Rookie of the Year consideration as well. So you got two guys in that consideration. You got Matt Carpenter in the MVP consideration. Okay, you've went through a managerial change where since the managerial change, the team's record, you cannot argue with it, although I do find it odd that people didn't want to talk about Matheny's record, but they want to talk about Shild's. But whatever, that's a devil's advocate question for another day. The reality of it is the team is playing better, and that's all I care about. I don't care about all the static. This is a fun team to watch. Benji, you're in the clubhouse. You've been in the clubhouse. These young players that I'm talking about that are up for these awards, are they making as big a difference to the personality of this team? Because that's what it feels like to me.
I think so. They've shown it. I mean, everybody has seen it. They play the game the right way. They came up with Shields, man. Did you hear Gumber? Did you hear Flaherty, what they say about Shields? He's a big part of their success down in the minor league. So once Shields got the job, everybody was like, okay, who is this guy? Why is he getting the job? Why don't we get Girardi? Why don't we get whatever, you know? And I'm like, why not give this guy a chance? And this guy has been with these kids in the minor leagues, and they made him to the big leagues. So why are we worrying about it? Look at how they're playing, man. These kids, you should hear all those young guys talking about these guys. I mean, the way they talked about him, the way that Chills talks to them, the way that he is an inspiration to them, and the way they love him, the way they do things with him. They're a big part of them going to the big league. So, I mean, give him a chance. This kid, this Chills guy, man, I wish you guys could meet him because he's so nice, man. He's really down to earth. He's really open to listen. He's always joking around with us and things like that. He's a really nice guy, and he's good for these kids because he had him before. He had him in the minor league. So look at what happened. I told you guys, Memphis Mafia coming back. Why do you think they call him Memphis Mafia? It's because they win. They kill people down there, man. I mean, not literally, but they beat up some people down there, you know? So, I mean, come on, man. These guys are playing together for a while. And watch O'Neal, too, man. O'Neal is coming around, and he ain't afraid. You can see him play. He ain't no nervous. He's not afraid, man. He go out there and play ball, man. So these kids are doing great, and I'm really excited to go watch him, you know, and see him in person. So it'll be fun, man. Watch. It's going to be so fun this last month.
I want to ask you in a minute here. I want you to think about that. These young kids, the Memphis Mafia, it's been fun, no doubt about it. They've climbed back in this race, but it's crunch time. I mean, the next month, as Steve-O mentioned, it's basically an all-out sprint to the finish line, then followed up by October baseball. So I want to get your thoughts on the mentality and can they maintain it? Because let's face it, we've talked about it 1,000 times on this show. The mental side of this game can be grueling. And, you know, there's nothing like that kind of pressure. And, you know, to be truthful, though, I think most guys that make it, you know, they thrive on that. So I'm curious your thoughts on the young guys and what it's going to take to do that. We're going to hear from Benji on that as soon as we do our thank yous, and that starts with checking us out at twobirdsonabat.com. The things you can do there, subscribe to the show, which is absolutely free. Do your shopping at Amazon and help our producers, Brian Crock, Andrew Allen, out. We get a very small referral. Doesn't cost you anything. And when you click the Amazon banner, you're done with us. Find us on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Our big ask is to go to Facebook, like our Facebook page. You can click invite your friends, invite all of your friends that are Cardinal fans. We're going to start a contest here, folks. We're going to start randomly picking out people and sending them autographed merchandise if you share our pinned post. You'll notice that our pinned post is our show on Facebook, okay? So here's all you got to do to qualify, okay? All you got to do is like that post, and then all you got to do is share it on your Facebook page. That's all you got to do. And we're going to randomly start going out and picking out people's names and mailing out some autographed stuff. We really want to grow our Facebook community, and that's how we're going to do it. Instagram. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Like our Instagram page as well. Very happy to be part of lineupmedia.fm, fastest growing podcast on the planet. Love to invite everybody to check out Yo Radio. Yo Radio, you know, is exactly what you'd expect it to be. Great music, fun stuff going on for all the Cardinal fans out there. There's going to be some baseball stuff happening. Love to have everybody involved in that. Check it out today. That's Yo Radio, the newest and fastest growing internet radio station out there. Lots of great stuff coming on board. I've got some great things happening behind the scenes with some great Cardinals podcasts that hopefully, if this thing works out, you're going to be able to find all those great Cardinal podcasts in one place, and that's going to be at Yo Radio. It's going to be an exciting time to be a Cardinal fan, as you're going to have limitless Cardinal information from fans just like you at your fingertips. So, again, I would go download Yo Radio today. It is free at the moment. Go download it, Yo Radio. In the App Store on your mobile device. Again, happy to have everybody a part of Yo Radio. Thanks to our friends and advertisers and sponsors that helped this show continue to be able to stay on the air. Adam's Smokehouse on Watson Road. Mike is so good to us. His barbecue is tremendous. Get down there today. Try it out. Don't forget, he's doing a ton of catering. If you have an event that you need, you know, some tremendous food and you want people to you know, come back to your event every year and you want them to talk about your event. That's the way you build a strong event. Check out Adam's Smokehouse, Watson Road. Again, get in there today. He loves to have people in. If you're interested in his catering, he'll let you sample some stuff. But try him out. That's Adam's Smokehouse. Our friends at Missouri Gators, MissouriGators.com, the baseball program here in St. Louis that's growing leaps and bounds. You know, they would love the opportunity to work with your youngster. They love to be entrusted with helping build more than just a ball player. You can trust them. They believe in their four-pillar system. They're trying to build people rather than just baseball players. It means something to them. You've got the Missouri Gators now. They've expanded over in Illinois. You can learn more at MissouriGators.com. Go through the youth program. See if you have what it takes to be a part of their Gators Baseball Academy, which is, you know, the high school program where the kids really start living out their dreams. I do want to send a shout-out and a congratulations to a member of the Missouri Gators who, Steve, I think you know him as well, a young man who's a sophomore at Granite City High School named Mason Rohr. He committed to Missouri State University to play for Coach Gutton, who's, you know, the Missouri State baseball program has grown leaps and bounds over the years and turned themselves into one of the top programs in the country. Mason's a tremendous kid. I've had the opportunity to have him play with us. You know, I hate to use the term I've coached him because the reality of it is he's a great player and anything I would.
We helped him out when he was young.
I know.
But he was raw talent.
He's a tremendous athlete. He's a hardworking kid. He's a great kid. Comes from a great family. And again, I'm just proud to know the kid and I'm happy for him because, again, anytime you see a kid work his butt off and be rewarded and be deserving, it's a great thing. And, again, congratulations to him. And I'm sure, I mean, his shout-outs to his club, the Missouri Gators, is a testament to what they try to do over there. So that's MissouriGators.com. Arlington Greens, get down there and see my man Mark Marcuso. Get your nine holes in. You may stick around and play 18. They've got the couple scrambles on Friday nights, lots of tournaments out there, skins games, great atmosphere, great fun. Not a better staff in the area than the one Mark Marcuso's put together. Get down to Arlington Greens in Granite City and play the course today. Another place where if you want to run a tournament, try to make some money for your organization, nobody does it better than my man, Mark Marcuso. One last time, look, I hope everybody joins us. I would love for everybody to join us at Patio's tomorrow on Friday, 4 o'clock, maybe a little bit after. We just got to make sure Benji has time to get over to the stadium. We're going to be doing a Q&A, a meet and greet with Benji Molina. Come down, meet him. You'll be able to ask questions. We've got lots of people joining us. You know, we've got a very interesting thing that's going to be happening here with Two Birds on a Bat that we're going to talk about tomorrow as well. For all of our listeners, we're going to be adding a third show that's going to be involving some influencers in the social media community that people really seem to enjoy. One of those being Kyle Reese, who does Prospects After Dark. He does a tremendous job analyzing what we have in the minor leagues. If you've seen what the minor leagues have done for this Cardinal team this year, And I think you would understand why the minor leagues have become such an important part of what the major league clubs do. So he's going to be down there tomorrow. You're going to be able to meet him. I'm looking forward to our conversations. Those will be on Wednesdays. You'll be able to hear that again here on the Two Birds on a Bat show. All right. So, Benji, back to the Cardinals. I'm looking at this team. I'm looking at the contributions we've gotten from some of these young guys. I've seen some things come up that are inevitable questions when it comes to young players. The first thing being, not even the mental side of the grind as you head into the playoffs, is there a possibility of some of these guys hitting the proverbial wall? Like, you know, some of these guys are entering into a time frame that they've never been in before. Is the body able to, you know, Jack Flaherty, you know, people are tagging him as the ace of the future, and while it sure, boy, he sure looks like it, I'm not ready to have that conversation yet. Let's just let it go. But the reality of it is he's going into uncharted territory. Can he keep it up? Everybody's asking the same question about Miles Michaelis. You know, he hasn't been as sharp. Is he wearing down a little bit? Will these young guys be able to maintain this? Let's face it. If we make a real run here, we're talking about two more months of baseball. Are their bodies going to be able to handle this, in your opinion?
Their bodies will. Like you said, the mental part, it's these guys have shown us that they feel no pressure. They've shown us that. They've shown us on AAA, they've shown us on AA. A different game in the big leagues, I get it. And they haven't passed September. Few of them haven't passed September. So I get that too. These kids have shown us they're up to the task. They want it. They feel no pressure after. They've shown it. But with that being said, it's a tough stretch coming up, like you said, Jimbo. And we will have to wait and see how these guys perform under, like you said, if we go in the playoff two more months, how they take that and how they become. Well, I don't think they are gonna fall, like you said. I don't think is it a possibility? Yeah, obviously there's always a possibility that these kids are tired, that these kids get tired, and then the next month too. So I just don't see it, guys. I just really don't see it. I think these guys are well prepared. They know what they're shooting for. They know what they're preparing their body to. They know what they're preparing their mentality to. And that's the final month and beyond the final month of the season. So I just don't see it, man. These guys have shown us they have no fear at all, no pressure. But we'll have to wait and see, right? I mean, I'm just talking, this haven't happened yet. So, but I don't see it. I don't see these guys falling, man. I think they're going to be great. I think they're going to continue to play great, motivated. I really do believe it. I really do think that they're going to be fine.
You know, things have been going so well since you had the change. You had the little, it still wasn't perfect after the coaching change. Then we really revamped some things, made some trades. They've been just flying ever since. Steve, I'll start with you. Are these injuries going to be the first adversity that both the team and the manager experience, and we're going to see how this goes? Or are you of the mindset? I kind of am of the mindset that the fact that we're in this pennant race, and let's face it, we are. I mean, I know we have a currently we have a wild card spot that could go away in a matter of days. We are chasing the Cubs, whether Cubs fans think we are or not. But maybe the pennant race keeps us focused and not able to do that. But the reality of it is the injuries are going to make the lineup look different. So is this the first little bit of adversity that both the new manager and these young guys are going to have to deal with, and we'll see how they do?
You know, I'm kind of torn on that. I mean, just because I think injuries are a part of the game every year.
But this many?
Everybody has them.
But this many at one time of key guys?
I think we're going to get a little reprieve September call-ups. Concerned about that, obviously, with, how many they bring up, when they bring them up, and everything like that. But and then those guys that do come up, do they automatically, fill in and perform the way that either up to the caliber of the guy that's out or what they were doing in AAA? I wouldn't really say this is a challenge. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for anybody, but I don't think it's anything to really, say that's why we lost the season or that's why we didn't make the playoffs. It is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it.
Go ahead, Benji. I know you wanted to say something.
No, I just wanted to add to what Steve-O said. I think it's no worry. I think the first adversity that was a big adversity was changing managers and the trades. You hang out with these guys all year long, and all of a sudden they're gone. Everybody, I mean, the trade has been good. Like the Tommy Pham trade has been good, and the manager change has been good. But they were all buddies, man. They were all friends. I mean, it hurts, and that for me was the first adversity that they had to jump over. And not only that, having Fowler not playing so well this year at the beginning, and well, the whole year he haven't played to what he's capable of, and having that happening, it's not really good, man. It's not really good for your teammates. So I think the adversity that was bigger was the manager, the injuries. Everybody have them. They know that. We know that as players. We know that sometimes that's going to happen. But I think they deal with much more than just the injury. The lineup's going to look different, but you want to win. You got to win with whatever. I mean, the Cubs had their injuries too. And I mean, you have to just move on from those injuries. Try to wait for them when it happens, but it's just, you know, I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't. I really don't. It's going to look different, whatever, but I just don't think it's a big deal, you know?
Well, good. That's, you know, I my whole thing on it is you wonder, you know how sometimes you get in the heat of something and there's a lot going on around you, but it doesn't really affect you because you don't have time to let it. You know what I mean? That's my hope and what I see. Because like I said, you know, you're not just talking about one guy. I mean, your number four hitter's out. You know, your second, your Gold Glove second baseman out. Now your third baseman that allowed you to, you know, let's face it, Jed Jerko, while maybe not being what you would call a full-time player this year, when you had the injury that you've had, has allowed you to stay somewhat consistent with your lineup because it's a simple fix. Jerko goes to third, Carpenter goes to first. Martinez, who I've wanted all along, goes back to the outfield now because Ozuna's out, right? And O'Neill can play, Martinez play. And then all of a sudden now Jerko's out. So now you're looking at this thing going, okay, now where what makes the most sense? Carpenter back to third, Martinez to first. Now we put, and again, no disrespect to Adolis Garcia, but I haven't seen that much out of him yet, right? Not like we have the other guys. So, you know, it's just when do they start piling up and then it becomes an issue because you can't ignore it. So that was kind of my thing. And then obviously, you know, you know now you're in a results – basically, you're always in a results-oriented business, but now they're even more magnified, and the results haven't been there as much for Miles Michaelis lately, so you start wondering. Jack Flaherty, though, has been all that in a bag of chips, I mean, for Pete's sakes.
Don't get me stuck on my man crush on him.
I love the attitude of these young players that are pitching. I love Gomber. I love Ponce de Leon. I love the attitude. I love it. That's what... If anything carries us through this mess, I think it's definitely going to be the starting pitching. But, you know, we'll see. Well,
the great thing is that they're all up together, and they're used to playing together, and they're used to winning together. And I think that might even help out Bader. It might help out O'Neill. You know, they don't feel like they're outsiders anymore, that, oh, my gosh, we're up in the big leagues. The stage is too big for them. Where when they look around and they see – man, there's a hitting coach as I'm used to, and the managers I'm used to, and the pitchers I'm used to. Maybe they just blend in better, you know? I mean, that might be one of the best assets and things we got going on for us right now.
Yeah.
There is something to be said about familiarity.
Sure. You know, we have to touch on, before we go today, obviously the Cardinals, you know, have taken the interim tag off of Mike Schilt. I will go first and say, well-deserved. I will go first and say, I'm not surprised by the timing of this move. I will go first and say that I don't understand why people feel like – let me change that statement. I 100% don't understand why people would say, why not wait until the offseason? I get that. You know, hey, we jumped the gun too much. You know, let's wait and weigh our options. But at the same time, if you didn't think that this guy, listen, the Cardinals organization, this is what they wanted. This is what they wanted. This was their guy, whether you like it or not. Okay, yeah, he's his own man. He knows what he's doing. He's not a dummy. He's managed. He understands the game. He loves the fundamentals of the game. He loves doing it the right way. But the reality is, to some degree, okay, they can still impart things onto him that they would like to see done from above. You weren't going to get that with an outside guy. No way Joe Girardi comes in here and they have a conversation and he says, well, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, I manage the team, Tony La Russa style, okay? There's no influence from above. They weren't going to do that. This made sense from day one. I don't understand why people are surprised by this. Now, you cannot like it. But I don't know. I don't know why it's so hard to understand. Benji, your thoughts?
All I have to say, Jimbo, is the way the players have reacted, the way the player has come out and played ball for this guy when he's been the manager, the way the things are going, why the heck no? I want somebody to tell me why not. When you have losing managers all around baseball, that all they do is move, and they still have a job for a while. Even in football, even in basketball, you have losing managers out there. Why these guys shouldn't have a shot at these? Why do we have to wait until the off season? I don't get it. I really don't. Why can't we wait until the off season? Why are these fans that say this, they're waiting for us to fail. They're waiting for us to, oh, this is going to be, they're on the high cloud, they're going to fall down pretty soon. Those are our fans. They're not fans. These guys that did this move in the organization right now, they did it because they saw how the players reacted to this manager. They saw how these players reacted to the hitting coaches. They saw how they've been winning games. They saw how the moves made the team good, and they saw how he managed. It gets on my nerve when people start saying and asking, like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Man, if you don't understand, just be quiet. I mean, don't say things, because, I mean, if you don't understand it, just don't say anything, man. I mean, that's my thing. I really don't understand why not. Why not? The way these guys have been playing under these guys, including the hitting coaches, because they were left off too. So you have new hitting coaches, and you have a manager, and all of a sudden the team exploded. The team is playing better. It's doing all the things that you wanted to do with the other guy, but he couldn't. And then you give him a reward for it. And 3 years, let's see what we can do in 3 years with these guys, because they're playing so well. And I don't get it. I mean, why not, man? Why not? I want one guy out there to tell me why not. That's all.
I'll tell you why not.
Oh, here we go. Why not?
Here's why not. Because there's no repercussions if I say it and I'm wrong. If I say it and I'm right, I'm freaking Nostradamus. Oh, I called that. I mean, BMO just said it just 46 minutes ago. The Cowboys are going to finish last place in the division.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
If he's right, he's the smartest guy in the room. If he's wrong, what's it matter? He's not going to buy me that bottle of blue.
Hey,
I get it. So,
But listen, Steve-O, I didn't say it. That's the whole thing. You think I said it. The expert said it.
Oh, the expert schmexperts. They're the same thing. Here's the deal. But BMO, here's my point. I can look out. I can get on Twitter. I can go Facebook. I can do anything and say, guys, I know the world is going to blow up in 10 days from now. Okay? If it blows up 10 days from now, I am the smartest guy ever. If it doesn't, there's no repercussion for what I said. It's not like I lose my life. It's not like somebody comes after me and beats me, rips out my fingernails. There's no repercussion. So I can say whatever I want that my thought is. That's the problem. And we sit here on a radio show, and we want to give credence to these guys that have no freaking clue. The bottom line, for 4 months, we sat here going, well, Mo should do this, and Mike should do this, and this guy should do this, and this guy should do this. We're terrible because of this. And all of a sudden, hey, they're a wild card team. They're in the hunt. Well, what the hell were we complaining about for 4 months?
Yeah.
They did it. Trust the process, because if you were smarter than them, you would have that job. But you're not, so shut up.
I agree. And here's the other thing about experts. Here's what I love about experts. If they're experts, then why aren't they always right?
Correct.
They're
experts are the ones that are always wrong. That's what I don't get, at least in baseball.
Listen,
they're like weathermen.
They are.
They're like the weatherman.
When it comes to sports,
it's easier. Like,
yeah,
but it's easier to predict. I'm an expert predicting Mike Trout's going to have a great year. Yeah, I'm an expert.
Captain Obvious.
Mike Trout's going to have a great year, but why can't you say that Fowler's going to have a horrible year and predict it? You know, and nobody predicted that. Everybody wanted him to do well. Everybody thought he was going to be 280 or something. This is just an example, but the expert, Mark Scherzer is going to be for the hunt for the Cy Young. Is that really an expert? Really? Is that really something that we need to worry about? The expert saying that Mark Scherzer was going to be in the hunt for the Cy Young? Really?
Exactly. That's the point. That's easy, but it's, you know, and nobody will remember if you say Max Scherzer is going to be in the hunt for it. But if I say, Adam Wainwright's going to be in the hunt for the Cy Young going into the year, If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm the smartest guy in the world. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
If I would have told you that I love the Miles Michaelis signing and that this guy is going to be an all-star, okay, and I'm right, I'm smarter than everybody. But 99% of the people out there, except John Mozeliak, were saying, that's terrible. Why'd we sign this guy? And he becomes an all-star. He's your number one starter. But nobody's going back. Let me tell you, let's go back to all these pundits, all these guys that said this was a terrible signing, and let's punch them in the face.
Well, I only know one guy, and we know him, that said it was a great signing, and that was Mo's Algorithm that was on this show.
Yeah.
He loved it from day one. He's the only one I know that said this is – he's good. What's the problem? You know, people said he was crazy when he said, he put numbers out and said, why do we think Ohtani is going to be a can't-miss pitcher in the big leagues, but Michaelis is not, when Michaelis had better numbers in the same league Ohtani pitched in?
Yeah.
Why?
I remember the episode.
Remember the episode?
Absolutely.
And listen.
But we were infatuated with Ohtani.
That's right. He made me a believer.
Miles Michaelis just has a weird name.
He's got more than a weird name. He's got a porn stash. He's had a pretty good season, and he's got a lot going on.
But that's the bottom line is you wanted to be, you know, one guy was right about him. But there's no repercussion for all the people that poo-pooed him in the beginning. Now, if those people had to say something, and if they were wrong, they got punched in the face. You think they would open up their mouth?
No.
Exactly.
No, I get you.
That's the experts.
You're right.
I know. But that's why we have a show, and it's a fan show.
Yeah, because if we didn't, we wouldn't.
I know.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, we got to get out of here. Congratulations to Mike Schilt, the new St. Louis Cardinals skipper. I wish him continued success, and again, I hope he's the manager for the next 20 years.
But I will go on record and say he's probably going to be the worst manager in Cardinal history because if I'm right, I'm the smartest guy in the room.
There you go.
I don't believe it, but I'm going to say it.
Look who we're hanging out with here, Bimo, the smartest guy in the room.
You're going to say that really in this show. Right now, you're going to say that. Come on, the show was going so well until you said that, Steve-O.
We're 2 minutes over a lot of time, so he's probably going to cut that out anyway.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to let everybody hear you say that Mike Schilt was going to be the worst manager in history. That's going to be good. He's got a long way to go to surpass Joe Torre as the worst Cardinals manager. All right, long way to go. Yeah, the Hall of Fame manager, Joe Torre.
Team, and he's the Hall of Fame manager.
Well, hey, listen, we want to thank everybody for joining us today. We want to personally invite everybody to join us down at Patio's and we're all 4 o'clock. Come on down to the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Again, we're going to have some stuff to give away. Benji Molina will be there. We've invited numerous St. Louis Cardinals influencers to be there as well. We'd love for you to come and be part of our conversation about Cardinal baseball. Special thanks to them, our friends at InnovativeCompanies.com, Randy and Stephanie Green, thank you for your continued support. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. They've got you covered. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Heating, cooling, electric, plumbing, and, of course, the construction team. That's your team, folks. That's your team. Arlington Greens, Granite City, Illinois, the crown jewel here, boy. I'm telling you, great course, great people. Great fun. Get over to Granite City and check out Arlington Greens Golf Course. Adam's Smokehouse on Watson Road. Get over there and try the barbecue. Talk to my man Mike about taking care of your catering needs. He is the one that can help you with anything you need. Adam's Smokehouse. Check out the barbecue. Of course, Missouri Gators, again, congratulations to one of their players, Mason Rohr, and his commitment to Missouri State University. They're making kids into adults that can be looked at as respectful, okay, and good people. It's important to them. MissouriGators.com. Illinois Gators now as well, and, of course, the Gators Baseball Academy. Check them out and see if you have what it takes to be a Gator. All right, all of our Facebook groups. A huge shout-out to you as we had the biggest week we've ever had in the history of the show last week, and all the Facebook groups were all over our shows and are doing so again this week. I can't even begin to tell you how much it means to us. You know, of course, Nate McHenry with RallySquirrel.com. We're very proud to be associated with RallySquirrel.com, the great Facebook page. Mick Light with Art City Media and his continued support of our show. Chris Lawless, you're a dude, man. We love you. We love what you do. I hope things are going well for you today. You know, I know you're trying to take care of yourself here and got some stuff going on, but we're thinking of you at all times. You and Ron doing a great job with your own Cardinals 24/7 podcast. Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, two of the best Facebook groups out there, folks. Team of Rivals podcast, always a great job. Hi to some of my new friends, Tara Twelman. I'm looking forward to working with her a little bit. Kyle Reese, Prospects After Dark, the Birds on the Black folks. So many great Facebook pages out there. Fans of Yadier Molina, what a Facebook group. They have really, like, jumped all over our stuff on your pages. Thank you. St. Louis Cardinals Nation, Cardinal Freak, always been with us since day one. STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, Baseball Heaven, Cardinals Country, great stuff. For all of us here at lineupmedia.fm, home now of Yo Radio, go download it free from the App Store today. Let's go, Birds!
Go, Birds!
Go, Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.